prove himself to be sufficiently strong. My slight connection can dissolve the all filthy. It does not matter anything. Only my connection is enough. My slight connection is enough to remove the most filthy environment. That is the inner meaning. The Krishna consciousness is disinfecting of such high quality that no doubt can stand if it comes in his connection, cannot but be purified. Manhi Partha Bapasritta, in any way, by constitutional method or constitutional method, in any way, if he has a slight connection of mind in any way, oh, broad-hearted, he says. And again, we are told, Krishna naam kare apuradhero vichar. Then what about Gauranga? And what more about Nityananda? Then will it transform ourselves to be atheist? The none can purify me. What will be the answer? The Krishna says such, then we are told that Gauranga is more generous. Then again we are told Nityananda is infinitely more generous. But still we are left impure. What is the solution? The only one answer is given here at the last. Are duddhaiva vilas. Amaro duddhaiva name nahi anurag. The slightest cooperation that is demanded of me, I am in lack of that. I am under trial. That is the general conception of the servants of the Vaishnava.
The conception, which yesterday you were talking about, how the stree, you mentioned about the stree, also the stree can become the most qualified servant.
That stree means the conception of negative self. Stree with the conception of women, the negative relation is there. But if it's used for a filthy thing, that would be more filthy. And when it comes in the connection with a higher agent, then it will be more. There is a suppose there is a student who is very credulous. Whatever is said to him, he takes it as true. But when he is under bad teacher, then easily he will swallow up all the erroneous advices. But when he comes into the connection of a higher educated man, he will easily accept the advices that come from the higher professor. So credulity, agra, earnestness is good, but earnestness misplaced, that is disqualification, and a properly placed, it is high qualification, something like that. The negative attitude is good, but negative to a bad positive, then negative is most deplorable condition. And when the negative is relativity of a higher thing, then it will benefit more than ordinary hesitating receiver. That is the purpose. Sriyo Vishyastatha Shudra. In this world, the Sri mentality, the credulity, easily the tendency which easily falls to the prey of anyone, that's a mentality when comes in connection with the rogue. That is a very deplorable condition. But when again that comes in connection of a higher agency, then it will be benefited that much. That sort of mentality. That usually they can accept. You wish after that. Shudra also, Shudra serving mentality, cannot have no independent thinking. Shudra, generally, who are of such nature that when they are given some work, they do that, but cannot, what is bad or good, they cannot ascertain. Only the order, he can do that. He does, be ready to give his labor and not deduction. That mentality is Shudra mentality. Only labor and not director. But when the director, the mentality of a dictator, that though apparently seem to be superior, but in Vaikuntha, where service is necessary, the dictatorship mentality of dictatorship, that will hamper his progress. Rather, the mentality of serving, following the direction of the dictator, that will help him there as a servant. So Shudra mentality will be helpful. Because there we are to, not to master, but to serve. We are to we are to obey and not to command. That will be their general temperament. To serve, to obey. So Shudra mentality will be. But not this Shudra mentality is not that Shudra mentality. Not same, but similar. Just as calm and prem, similar, not same, opposite. But similarity they have got, that way. Service, Shudra means service giver. And the Sri means only the mentality of being, to make herself object of enjoyment, not enjoyer. And that sort of thing. Similar, not same, rather the opposite. Kamandhatamo prem nidmalabhaskar. One holds the highest position, surrender to the highest, and the surrender to the lowest, that is also most miserable. Surrender is good, but surrender proper, surrender to the high, that is appreciable. And surrender to the low, that is deplorable. Krishna Ram and this and in the satisfaction to follow the dictation of our base sense player. That is the worst type of life. And at the same time to be subservient to the highest pleasure of Krishna, sweet will, that shield will be the highest position. Priyamandhatama, kikamandhatama, priyamnitmadabhaska, opposite. This is the bitterest and that is the sweetest, most healthy and most pure. Opposite. Sumeru and the Kumeru, Southern Pole and the Northern Pole.
Maharaj, in Shantaras, without service, there is a danger of Mayavad contamination? Or are there some very elevated devotees in Shantaras?
You answer.
Well, in the Jara Santarase Seva Karan. Seva Karan.
Without service.
Kintu jhadir seva na thake, tara mayavadir matan hoye jete pare kina?
Or otherwise there may be...
Mayavadi. Almost similar.
Almost similar.
Similar. Or sometimes same. Janyera vindakka vimukta mamino tajyasta bhavada visuddha buddhaya. Arujya kisrena parang padam tata patani tadhu anadita jushna nangraya. Whenever it is found that a mayavadi is going to take as if the position of the throne of the Lord. For that crime, he is hurled down with a great force, and he comes to be in the lowest position of this created world, like a head or earth, something like that. In Ramananda discussion, Mahaprabhu Rama Ram Raj. Bhukti mukti vanche kaha duhar gati. Dev deho, sthabar deho, dev deho, vajichi avasthiti. Who aspires after enjoyment, is sarga, deva deho. And the mukti vanche, and who aspires after salvation, mukti, liberation, his position is to go sthavar deho. Very similar in samadhi. In samadhi, no conception of environment. And in the fasid also, no conception of environment. So, similar thing. Sometimes he actually goes there. The reaction is such.
The
abhor, to abhor. to try to frustrate the lila of the Lord. Concentration, to go to the concentration camp. The rebel is sent to the concentration camp. Go, live in the faucet, as a faucet. No consciousness there, then you want no consciousness of the environment. Janne ravindakha vimukta manino, that thinks himself to be liberated of the highest type, vimukta manino, vishesh mukta, not ordinary liberated, but liberated among the highest among the liberated, thinks themselves. Tajyastha bhavad avasiddha buddhaya, but there is great error, great misconception, misconception of the very wide type, like that of a criminal. Avisuddha Buddha, arujya kisrena parang padang, by dint of their free activity and energy, with great labor, they come up to the highest position of liberation near. Parang padang, tatak patant adhu. From there, they are supposed to come towards the lowest position. Ābrahma bhuvanā loka punaravartinacchana. Go to the highest. If you cannot catch the current higher, then you will have to revert, come down. From the peak, you have to come down. Little later, it may be. But if you can't catch the current, inner current, the external current, won't allow you to stay here and to create stagnancy forever. So some sort of move will come and you will be hurled down. And that does not matter for you. You do not like any environment, consciousness of environment. So to deep sleep and to become a fossil, see that thing. And the underlying object is that such a, the revolt, the rebel of such a highest type cannot be tolerated. They should be put by the universal administration in the cell, in the concentration camp. I am Lord. I am Lord of everything. That is a crime. Ultimately, they come under the jurisdiction of a type of crime. I do not care, even the administration. I challenge the administration. I am all in all. That is a sort of crime when it is viewed from the respect of the whole. They are considered to be criminals, the rebels. So they have got some sort of punishment for the wholesome of the absolute.
When you say they approach the throne,
yes.
They approach the throne.
Shoham, when this audacity comes to this, Shoham, I am the absolute. Then in subtle consciousness, that is a great offense, a great crime. And so the punishment in that form comes on his head. And he is sent down to be the apostle. That is not unreasonable if we consider from the standpoint of the goodness of the whole absolute region. So, let's see. I am master. I am not master, but I am only enemy of recognition of the real master. That is also comes within the jurisdiction of crime. Do you follow? I don't like to encroach on the right of anything else. At the same time, I do not care for any higher authority. So from the absolute standpoint, that is also a crime, and crime of the high order. And so the punishment is due, and they are sent to the concentration camp to become passive. Activity totally stopped. Begin your life again. A chance again given to you. Go, begin from there. This is not injustice. Do you follow?
What is the force which causes them to fall?
Nature, Maya.
If the Kanishtha neophyte devotee,
and the Mahadeva, Shiva,
if he can see
the buffer state, they are the master of the buffer state.
Buffer?
No. Buffer state, no man's land.
Buffer
is the English word, the buffer. Not between two countries, there is a space, no man's land, or buffer state, that is called. The marginal, the marginal position, which is not under the control of anyone. Just as between France and Germany, there was a land which was under some international control for some time.
Something like the Iron Curtain. Iron Curtain. Iron Curtain.
Can't follow.
Iron Curtain.
In Bengali?
Bengali, I don't know. That would be.
Iron Curtain.
Curtain, pardon.
Iron, what is iron?
Loha.
Iron, yes, iron.
Curtain.
And what is curtain?
Curtain.
Abaran.
Oh, cover. Yes. Iron cover.
Yes. That's a division between West and East Germany.
Now
there's a division.
No man. Berlin crossing the Eastern Germany portion, they are to enter into Berlin, the Westerners.
Yes.
The Berlin has got in demand of both the parties. But the area around the Berlin, that is under Eastern Berlin, Eastern Germany. So there is a road through which one is to pass Eastern Germany, then enter Berlin. Berlin also divided into two. Now, but before this, there was one first Great War. The Saar was between France and Germany, and that had some international control. And it was mentioned after 10 years or so, there would be plebiscite, vote, and the people, both French and German, both population, is living in that area. Then after 10 or 15 years, there would be a plebiscite that is bought, And it will, if it vote for Germany, it will be under the rule of the Germans. But if it vote for France, then it will come under the rule of the France. That was. But when Hitler came in power, when England was busy for the coronation of the George the Sixth, perhaps, in that time Hitler occupied Rhineland, which was arranged to be under German administration, but no military will be posted there, Rhineland. But he entered military into Rhineland. Then next he came to handle the Saar, and the vote came on his favor, Hitler's favor. So that also came under him. Then he took up Austria. He himself, then one was Sushnik. Sushnik went to see him, Hitler, here, and he was made prisoner. Then Hitler stood for the vote in Austria. He was an Austrian, Hitler. Then he got the vote himself. Then Austria was added to Germany. Then he came to interfere with Czechoslovakia. The portion of the German population was given to the Czechoslovakia after the First War, Great War. Then they had a wall against Germany, but through Austria, no defense wall. So the Yugoslavia, then at that time, most reluctantly, Chamberlain came to understanding, and a portion of Yugoslavia was given to Hitler. Then he came to the Danzig question. The Danzig is my harbor, and I want a corridor through Poland to reach that harbor. At that time, they came to interfere. That we now count. Then Hitler attacked Poland, and Poland lost. There was a treaty with Russia at that time. Russia took eastern portion of Poland, and western portion came to Hitler. And then the World War began. France was very eager to declare war previously, but England only kept him stopped. Then came, and they were crying for America's help, but America did not come very easily. Then Hitler, one by one, first Poland, then he took the next summer through Denmark and Norway, he captured. Next month, Flanders, War of Flanders, the whole Belgium as well as a part of France, that was taken up within a month by Blitzkrieg. And the next month, next year, Paris came to capture France. And there was one Mr. Pétain, general, military general. Then Pétain or Dartla, naval general, they met and they made a peace with Hitler. They don't devastate our land. To perish France from the imminent destruction, they came to some understanding. And there, that British was in a very clumsy position, because French Navy and British Navy were side by side in different harbors to resist the Germany. Now France ordered the French Navy to separate himself from the British. A very peculiar, charging order. Destroy, if French Navy does not come to combine with us, destroy them. In some ports, the destruction came, in some port they fled away. Datala, he went to South French Africa, and there he was murdered by some British Gupta Jog, what is that? Anyhow, some Gupta Ghatak. Dharana was, he wanted to have his visit and put his, he was a chora, dagger into the neck of Dharma. Mm-hmm. And Dharana was killed instantly. And then Petya was there, Petipatim, he was there. The general and soldiers. It was captured but not disturbed. So then England thought, now my turn. It's my turn. The glad horse grieved mercy of America. Come, it is too late, getting too late. If you do any delay, then we will be lost with it. Hitler knows the value of time, Churchill told, praised his enemy. He knows the value of time. And at that time, who was? First was, there was Wilson president. And this time, Kennedy, or who? Who was the dictator? President of America, I forgot.
Churchill came later, no?
Huh?
Churchill was later?
Churchill was in England.
Mm-hmm.
Roosevelt.
Mm.
Churchill wanted to meet Roosevelt in the Atlantic.
Yeah.
And at that time, he don't found any man in England to be his successor for a few days when he would meet Roosevelt in the Atlantic privately. Then he called on Mr. Smart from Africa, Southern Africa, and placed Smart, General Smart in his place, in the position of Churchill was the dictator of England at that time. No law, all laws were withdrawn, only the absolute rule of the president. Smart was installed in place of Churchill, and Churchill won. We wondered that not anyone was found in the whole of England to replace Churchill only for a few days. But General Smart, he was taken in from Africa to take the position of Churchill. Anyhow, they met America, of course, came to save England. But there was another, perhaps the greatest mistake in Hitler's life. There, one of his generals was on some Hess. He cultured about this astrology. He told, if we go towards western side, we would be victorious. But Hitler told, though we have got a pact of non-aggression with Russia, but they are Bolshevik. We can't trust them, can't believe them. So if we jump over England with all our powers, then if Russia comes from the back side, we will be nowhere. So Hitler decided to attack Russia. And that was the greatest, the grave decision, and the dangerous decision in his life. Hess, at that time Hess, in a plane, he jumped in England and tried to make any peace, but Churchill was strong enough. He put him straight into the prison. I don't believe Hitler. So no truce was possible. But anyhow, Hitler thought that leaving Russians also at that time, they were going on increasing their air positions just in the east, western frontier. So that also excited Hitler. And if we jump to conquer England, then Russia will suddenly jump on us. Okay?
Haru.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
You were saying, you were saying Hitler was excited?
Huh?
Is that Hitler was excited seeing the Russians were increasing their air? History class.
Then Hitler wanted that the Creech, there was one island.
Yeah.
He wanted that his supremacy over that island Crete, which was in the mouth of Dardanelles. The British will, if I attack Russia, then the Allied force will go through Dardanelles Channel to help Russia. So the Crete was in the position of the Allied power, so he had to take risk to capture that island Crete, and through gliders, and so that was a wonderful thing. They are in full position, the British force, the French, and all the in full position of that, in military power. But Hitler wanted to go to the Crete, so he had to come to Greece, to conquer Greece, and then Crete. So he ordered for the conqueror of Greece, Messiah. Grecian soldiers fought bravely, but they fell before the machinery warfare of Hitler. Hitler honored the Greece generals. He allowed them to keep sword with them. At that time also he used one expression. Napoleon, in his time, he told there would be no Alps. But if Alps comes on your way, you cross or what, something like Napoleon told. But I say, if Alps stands on your way, you blow it out. We are in such a, we can blow up the Alps. In this way, anyhow, we can sometimes blown or then attacked Crete. Crete in full restoration. When Greece was captured, then they put all their forces in Greece. But Hitler wanted to capture that. And put gliders, candle is constructed by the what matter?
Wax.
Yes.
There's
a wax man.
Wax
from the human figure but made of wax.
Yes.
That is parasites there coming down. And they think that the man soldiers are coming, so they began to shoot. And then, with that wax, in the middle of waxmen, one or two gentlemen, a real man comes down. In this way, so intensely he sent flames that a shot again coming and shot again, waxmen and the real man. In this way, he landed, and from the navy also, from this side, captured Crete. And allied party had to retire, hold it. Then paid capture, then he attacked Russia. In the beginning, he could not, but Blitzkrieg, Russia, half the country. His Blitzkrieg failed. Within the first month, in the first week of the month, please challenge, mobilize. And the second week, and third, fifth, sixth of the month, he attacked. And he finished almost within 2 weeks. This Norway, this Belgium, the Flanders, and the France attack, all was of such characters. Within 2 weeks, finished, war finished in such a way. But in Russia was a vast country. The generals failed, the Blitzkrieg failed. So, and they had also huge defensive arrangement, Russia, big tanks and many weapons. And their karkana, utpanna kare factories. They are also very on the eastern side near Ural, so beyond the reach of Hitler's planes. In this way, and they could not, break through the line, defense line. The next year, then 1 year lost. Next year, the general was changed, and one Mr. Bock, he was given the responsibility of breaking the line of Russia. And Bock, I noticed, he anyhow broke the line. And immediately, 200 miles, he marched in the inner country, the General Bock. Then Russians were disturbed. Stalin cried aloud, "The hateful enemy has entered our homeland, and we must... all of us must oppose him." In this way, I found that Stalin cried aloud. And Hitler told, "I want Stalingrad." Perhaps that was a good center of weapon-producing factories. Mm. Stalingrad I want. The Stalingrad far off from Germany. So, to capture Stalingrad, all the Hitler's resources was spent there. He tried his best. He captured Czechoslovakia, Greece, Austria, and all the factories. They were producing ample ammunition for his purpose. But still, and the Americans came. They came to supply Russia with everything, even shoes, dress, food, and everything. And Japan, he joined Hitler only in the fight with the British and the Americans in this side. With America and the British, Japan came to fight with, but he did not. He was silent about Russia. According to me, that was one blunder. If at that time, when Hitler went to Stalingrad, if Japan also attacked Russia from the other side, then Russia succumbed altogether. Then the war, the direction of war might have been changed. But Japan was aloof. And that side, as there was an understanding that I shall only keep the British and the Americans with my resources. I won't be able to at the same time to disturb Rasya. Anyhow, then came Japan was very strong, and Japan declared that I am prepared to for a war of 100 years. I have got so much resources and ammunition. And Japan's war, that was also marvelous. In the Philippines, every island, small islands, they are capturing like weeds. Japanese soldiers are one by one weeds, and they are destroyed like anything. But still, they are going and capturing one island after another, another. In this way, the whole Philippines was dispossessed. Americans were dispossessed. And the two British big navies were destroyed with a suicidal army, with bombs in their armpits, direct jumped from the airplane into the people of the chimney. And two big navies, they are destroyed in this way. So British had to withdraw from that portion. Hitler told, "I have got to learn something from Japan."